1 Samuel 19. Saul spoke with his son Jonathan and with all his servants about killing David. But Saul's son Jonathan took great delight in David. Jonathan told David,
"My father Saul is trying to kill you. Therefore, be on guard tomorrow morning. Stay in a secret place and hide yourself. I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where you are, and I will speak to my father about you. If I learn anything, I will tell you."
Jonathan spoke well of David to his father Saul, saying to him,
"The king should not sin against his servant David, because he has not sinned against you, and because his deeds have been of good service to you. For he took his life in his hand when he attacked the Philistine, and the Lord brought about a great victory for all Israel. You saw it and rejoiced. Why then will you sin against an innocent person by killing David without cause?"
Saul heeded the voice of Jonathan. Saul swore,
"As the Lord lives, he shall not be put to death."
So Jonathan called David and related all these things to him. Jonathan then brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence as before. Again there was war, and David went out to fight the Philistines. He launched a heavy attack on them so that they fled before him. Then an evil spirit from the Lord came upon Saul as he sat in his house with his spear in his hand while David was playing music. Saul sought to pin David to the wall with the spear, but he eluded Saul so that he struck the spear into the wall. David fled and escaped that night. Saul sent messengers to David's house to keep watch over him, planning to kill him in the morning. David's wife Michal told him,
"If you do not save your life tonight, tomorrow you will be killed."
So Michal let David down through the window. He fled away and escaped. Michal took an idol and laid it on the bed. She put a net of goat's hair on its head and covered it with the clothes. When Saul sent messengers to take David, she said,
"He is sick."
Then Saul sent the messengers to see David for themselves. He said,
"Bring him up to me in the bed, that I may kill him."
When the messengers came in, the idol was in the bed, with the covering of goat's hair on its head. Saul said to Michal,
"Why have you deceived me like this, and let my enemy go, so that he has escaped?"
Michal answered Saul,
"He said to me, 'Let me go. Why should I kill you?'"
Now David fled and escaped. He came to Samuel at Ramah and told him all that Saul had done to him. He and Samuel went and settled at Naoth. Saul was told,
"David is at Naoth in Ramah."
Then Saul sent messengers to take David. When they saw the company of the prophets in a frenzy, with Samuel standing in charge of them, the Spirit of God came upon the messengers of Saul, and they also fell into a prophetic frenzy. When Saul was told, he sent other messengers, and they also fell into a frenzy. Saul sent messengers again the third time, and they also fell into a frenzy. Then he himself went to Ramah. He came to the great well that is in Sikiu. He asked,
"Where are Samuel and David?"
And someone said,
"They are at Naoth in Ramah."
He went there toward Naoth in Ramah, and the Spirit of God came upon him. As he was going, he fell into a prophetic frenzy until he came to Naoth in Ramah. He too stripped off his clothes, and he too fell into a frenzy before Samuel. He lay naked all that day and all that night. Therefore it is said,
"Is Saul also among the prophets?"